The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It's Ralph Sutton and Big J Okerson.
Hi.
On the episode that he's here, which is once a week he's here.
That's right, everyone. Tune in Wednesdays. But Saturday, Ralph will be talking to somebody from something.
Yeah, that's nice. That's way to support. Way to support.
A new local band, Pork Wagon.
Let me ask you this.
They're doing a cover of Big song.
Well, you probably never listen to Bonfire.
What?
Do you listen to your show notes?
Every episode I listen back.
So
I study it.
When
see how I can get better, and I think.
When Dan is doing the show without you,
yeah.
Would you ever listen?
If he's doing the show without me?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, you wouldn't listen.
No, and for like the shittiest of reasons. I would not listen because I'd be like, I'll immediately go like, he's better without me.
Okay, fair enough. So, you know, I could feel that way about me is what you're saying.
What, that you're better without me? No, you could definitely. I think you possibly would be better without me.
No, I don't know if that's true at all.
No, I do bring
I
up the best.
I would smell better without you, apparently.
You're a real son of a bitch, dude. Introduce the show. Let's move on.
Tonight, we are doing a very nice episode for Shannon Birthday Experience.
And don't worry, afterwards I'll throw out my mic cover.
We do it every Wednesday, every Saturday live, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Use the code SDR to get 20% off. Is that something I smell? What is that? It smells terrible in here.
I always smell it the next morning. Every night of.
You know what it is? All we care about is listening to the show. That's all we care about. Spread the love.
Yeah, fuck watching it.
Fuck watching it. You want to see my gargantuan monster face?
What do you see when Ralph pulls his fat dick out almost every show?
Every single show.
Is that what you want?
All right, here it is right now, the Shannon episode of Shannon Dating Game episode.
Why is Tom showing off his heart surgery scar?
The SDR show. Let's do it.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's beat, I beat. It's hocus and blow. It's hard, it's far. You need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Doo-doo. What is he doing? What's going on? So much chaos in the studio already. My lord.
Skinny Ralph.
Skinny Ralph.
Thank you.
You look fucking great.
I'm trying. I appreciate it. I still feel a little
bit. I look like hell. I think it's the lighting.
Not according to your fucking Bonfire listeners on that picture you put up, the two of us. You see that?
What?
What I've appreciated, first of all, it's the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I'm Ralph Sutton, Big J. Okerson right there. We have Justin and Chris in studio. Justin, it's been a while.
It's been so long.
Chris, it's only been whenever there's going to be some sort of perverted thing happening.
I need to see
happening.
Some dick.
I know, that's what happens.
Can I ask you a question? Why on that side of the table, everyone's like dark and it's like soft lighting.
Let's see the side.
It's literally.
We have the green light on.
I have the shiniest fucking.
Oh, it looks pretty good.
This is very hospital.
I do look really
lighting.
Good.
Got real sephardic over there. Monitor always looks worse. You guys all look great here.
Yeah, it's that monitor.
You're
is
lying.
Weird. No, that monitor is weird. It's an issue with the monitor. But Jay, you put up. Well, you didn't. But the Bonfire put
up. Do I have a permanent cut in the middle of my head here? I've never seen
that
before.
No, you look fine. It's just that angle is weird. That monitor is not great. We have to upgrade the monitor.
I feel like if the rep. I look like I'm fucking dying of cancer.
Yeah,
it's the color of these lights.
You guys are at least in the dark, though.
Go red.
I'm all lit
Shannon.
Up.
All right. We put up a picture, Jay, of you and I on the Bonfire.
Yes.
And for the first, I've done Bonfire.
Ralph very generously hosted the Bonfire with me on Monday.
A half a dozen times, I think, probably been on the show. Is that a fair assessment? And I've done Legion maybe a half a dozen times and Rap a half a dozen times. Here it is. This is the first time.
Wow.
In the history of doing one of these shows, it's a bad picture for me, but it's the first time all they did was complain about is how ugly I am, not about me being annoying or bad for the show.
Nice.
I take it as a big win. That's a big win.
Jay looks like a pretty solid post on the Bonfire subreddit I saw earlier today. Hold on.
Jay looks like he found his dad
in
that
bad?
Picture.
Is it a mean one?
Yeah, it's pretty mean.
Oh, well, it's usually,
don't
that's
make
good.
Me feel bad.
What?
Don't make you feel, I said, you look like you found your dad.
You know, I don't mind about the ugly.
I was saying, whatever he's going to show on Reddit.
Oh, it's going to be nice. So, Shannon, can you find the mean Bonfire Reddit post about me? Because I would say that I was waiting, like, especially Rap. I was used to getting destroyed. It was more about me looking like Frankenstein. And on Bonfire, I thought for sure I'm going to get something. Like, why'd you have him on? None of that came in. Oh. Show it on the screen. I don't care.
He says, is it just me or is Ralph gross?
Oh, well, gross is fine, though.
That's a little more of a criticism.
I love probably 99% of the guests they have on, but if it's Ralph, I throw up in my mouth a little. I can feel his creepiness oozing through the radio. Oh. I'm a chick, by the way.
Oh, that's more about the content of your character.
Yeah, I don't
not
take that as
visually.
That's what
he By the way, I have always felt something was off about Ralph. He's a pervert. The SDR show is a little raunchy. That's hilarious. I was shocked by how less gross he looks than he sounds. Because he sounds gross.
I didn't even look through the comments. It's just on my Reddit page.
He looks like the killer from season one of True Detective.
I don't know
the lawnmower guy.
That's good.
I don't know who that is.
He's just what Lewis is going to Pokemon evolve into. Salty Puss Hound. I choose you.
That's some sort of Pokemon reference.
Ralph is a creep.
Okay, it's fine.
He's willing to lean in to the bits Jay pushes. I don't think Monday's episode was one of the least enjoyable they've done. The My Guy Poor Name is Load Bearing is about the only memorable moment. That was me.
Mm. Wait, but it's not the least enjoyable. It wasn't. Was the least enjoyable. Was one of the, I thought it was not one of the, it was the least enjoyable. Yeah.
Okay. If you go down the road, Jay.
Oh, was one of the least enjoyable they've done. Oh. If you go down the road, Jay tries to take.
But it's weird. It started out positive. I like that he's willing to lean into the bits, but.
Yeah, then the butt.
Yeah,
comes.
Then the butt. Everything before the butt is meaningless.
I was in an old episode where Ralph was on talking about shitting his pants and just in an old man, oops, I shit my pants way. No emergency or anything. He's gross.
You know, oddly enough, I talked about drinking my own cum on that show and not a one.
Yeah.
Well, not a one cum.
The thing is to shit on me, for sure. It doesn't bother me.
That's well, I thought you did fantastic. It was very fun to have you on.
It didn't bother me. I just say it was weird. I don't go by Reddit. It's usually.
I didn't try to humiliate you by putting you in horrible lighting, but that's.
We run our shows differently. We are doing a very unique thing today that I'm going to tell you, Jay. I have not seen Shannon this nervous. In quite some time.
Better lighting at abortion clinics, I'll say.
Well, you got to see things better than that. she was shaking because she doesn't want to be doing this. But like a true SDR creep, I am forcing her to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
Gross. Yeah. And, you know, off-putting. And
no consent. Consent.
What's it you're forcing exactly?
We are doing, so this is our third attempt at finding true love for Shannon. As you may remember, the SDR fans go back to I guess it was year one, Shannon? Is that?
It's before my second year here was the first.
The dick pic dating.
Yes.
The first
I remember
one
that
dick
one.
Pic dating, right?
What was the one where they had to put their dicks through a curtain?
That was the one at Skankfest.
That was at the festival.
That was at the festival.
Halloween-y?
She did fuck one of those guys,
No,
right?
The first year she fucked one guy. Yeah, not the winner.
Second place.
So listen to that, everyone. Second place guy. Second year, I was on that date with Shannon, because she has to have a chaperone date.
Right.
And that was one of the most awkward
Chris
dinners.
Chris was there, too.
Chris, you were there, too.
Yeah,
there
were like six of us. We just took a bunch of us and some dude out to
And
dinner.
He was bleeding. Do you remember that?
Yes. Why was he bleeding?
He was like nervous, so he wanted to look nice, so he shaved, and he cut himself really bad. So throughout the date of dinner, he was just oozing blood from an open wound in his face.
I think Shannon would have preferred a little stub, no?
Yes.
A little stubble?
Yeah.
Does this guy even know Shannon?
He also left in the middle of dinner to go to CVS to get crazy glue and announce
for what?
It. To try and glue his thing.
Glue his face.
Yeah. And he also bought a brand new beautiful shirt that was like a shiny new shirt, but he was bleeding onto it as well. It was
blood dripping onto the shirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
What color was the shirt?
I think he had to change it.
He had to change it eventually.
So what, Shannon? You just whacked him off only?
What a wreck, huh?
At least he got something.
You didn't give him anything?
And also, Maddie and
make
his
out with him?
Wasn't Maddie and his wife there?
Yeah,
the girlfriend at the time? That's wild.
What it was six of us.
And Robbie Bernstein.
Yeah, Robbie.
Oh, my God.
He gave you a cheek kiss and got blood all over your cheek?
So that was really, really more uncomfortable. The first one was... The show was good on the second one, but that date was super uncomfortable.
Well, so let's do it again.
Yeah. So we'll do it again. But that wasn't part of us.
This is a once a year thing.
Once every couple of years.
Do we have contestants? How many contestants do we have?
Four, I think, or maybe five. I don't know. See, so this year we're doing it differently.
Mm.
You planned this.
No. Lainey found all the men.
No, I got you. But this was a you planning idea.
This actually was.
I didn't miss an email that I should know all of these things right now, have I?
No. So this was.
Okay. Thank God.
Like you'd read it anyway.
No, always, dude.
Lainey suggested a dating game where she finds guys that she genuinely believes would be good for Shannon. So this is like, that's what we're doing.
Here's why I love that. Because I'm very excited to see what Lainey thinks Shannon wants. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Fantastic.
So that's what we're doing. And it's in honor of Shannon's birthday. She just came back from Curacao. She's now at the age where I don't see her as a human being.
Okay.
You know, because what are you getting now, Shannon?
40.
Nice.
Shannon looks fucking great.
She looks great.
Thank you.
For great. 40.
No, Shannon looks great.
No matter what.
Looks great no matter what. Across the board.
For 40.
There are five contestants.
Her farts leave a little to be desired.
Yeah, they don't sell well. That I can tell you that.
They don't sell well, but I'll tell you, they travel well. Son of a bitch.
They stay fresh?
Dude, it was like a fucking... Damn, it was like a karate kick to the...
Wait, you were here for those? When it was on rap, you did it?
Yeah.
I heard about that in a car ride.
Man, it was...
3 days later.
Yeah.
You smelled it 3 days later.
I saw her different for a while.
Yeah, well... Shannon, did you think at the time, oh, these are worse than usual?
No, I didn't. And I didn't like test them. I was like, let me just do this, get it out of the way. I put more work into like designing the artwork to go on top of the jars. Mm. I wasn't thinking about the whole process.
That makes it worse. Those are just run of the mill farts. That's not even like I ate something bad farts. That seems worse.
Yeah, it was wretched.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is the way we're doing it, if you watched the show last week with the dating game we did for LGBTQ, mm-hmm. bisexual
was
thing.
Was it LGBT Jew?
Jew. We did that the week before.
Oh.
Yeah. But this is now, this is going to be same way we're running it. Shannon's going to
come. Oh, we're going to have Shannon hook up with a girl.
Yeah. Shannon's going to make out with the girl. She already agreed
nice.
To it. She already agreed to it.
Yo, Shannon. Nice, yo.
Shannon made one request. She said, Ralph, I'm asking you this. I'm going to be blindfolded. Please no dicks in my face while I'm blindfolded.
No, we would never.
Yo.
Boo. Shannon. Just Tom's dick.
Oh, I'm sorry, you turned 40 all of a sudden. You're too adult to have a dick wagging your blindfolded face.
Yeah. I'm just remembering my birthday last year, which there was a penis in my face.
There was a penis in your hand.
Yes, there was. It was also
forced,
in my hand.
Forced upon her.
Shannon, really? No one can put a dick in your face?
No, please.
At least not when she's blindfolded.
They put a dick in your hand.
Not when I'm, no, not, I don't want to
she
be
She should
like
be aware of what's around her.
But they can definitely put a dick in your shoulder, though, right? Yeah. She's on your shoulder.
It's on your shoulder, like a,
if we technically,
like
by
a
the
parrot.
Way, she said face, so back, leg.
If she's blindfolded, her other senses will come to life.
Here's what I'm,
sense the dicks. Like
here's what I'm concerned about, too.
Cool, he pops a dick on the shoulder. Grabs it, because she knows.
He pops a dick on the shoulder. She feels the tap on the shoulder. She turns her face that way, hits the dick with her face. Now we're back to face, and it's getting dicey. Gee, Mike, are you losing weight too?
Everybody look,
fuck with everybody.
Can I say something? Looking around here, but everybody looks sickly gaunt.
I look like a piece of shit.
Don't say that. That's the lighting.
No.
But everybody looks sickly
trash.
Gaunt
dude,
in here.
Key West 10. Yeah?
Fuck me.
I missed that. We had our last contestant just called me.
Oh, is he not coming? Is it
four,
Rob Diesel?
Now there's the fifth. There's five guys.
Five guys.
Five guys.
I want in on this.
Yeah, five guys pizza. And then burgers.
Whatever. Burgers.
I want
what?
In.
Pizza.
Oh,
he really has lost a lot of weight.
I don't go to that petty shit.
Two bros, five guys, whatever.
Yeah, like it makes no difference to me.
You like Five Guys burgers?
They're okay.
As far as a fast food burger goes,
I think that like there's much better fast food burgers.
I think it's that and Shake Shack. That's
I like Shake Shack's
ones.
Way better.
Yeah.
Shake
way
Shack's
better.
Fucking, to me, they had it twice ever. But
that's
it's
Smoke Shack.
If I'm gonna go get a fast food burger, I would always do Shake Shack over.
All right,
calm the fuck down.
Okay, I'm an Arby's man.
This is why all your fans hate me, right?
No, it's not because you look weird in that picture, and you're paying me back really by fucking picture. Making
it's
me
an accurate impression.
Make me like I'm getting ready to get fucking brain surgery. Light me up.
Can we just change the lighting a little bit?
It's not the lighting. We look fine in regular camera. Trust me.
I know the lighting in the studio
sucks.
Very well.
I can't wait to have my own
studio. Give him a little
red. Yeah, I always sit over there. I never noticed that. Just, yeah, this is pretty bad. We look
guys look terrible.
We look like Blade villains.
You ever go to a Joe Rogan studio? It's dark. It's moody.
Sexual.
But everyone's lit. Everyone looks good. They're
yeah, but is he
well.
A popular podcast? I don't even know who he is.
Not in here, dude. What do we got over here? Gaffer lights, like we're trying to do construction.
I don't know why it is so bright. We probably need better cameras so that we can do lighter, dimmer light.
Maybe some gels over this shit.
Oh, Jay's using terms now. He knows terms.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm going back to my AV days. Throw a couple of gels over this. I mean, I think these shutters can close a little. Take some of that gleam off my fucking face.
Why don't you just lower it a little bit?
It's so angry. So angry.
No, it's Shannon's birthday. She wants to see my cheek veins.
She's got
to
see those dicks on her shoulder really close up. When
happy
on her
birthday
shoulder.
To you, Shannon.
When those
you happy?
Cocks
I feel like shit
shoulder.
About myself. Is this what you wanted? Was this your birthday wish?
Oh,
This is driving me crazy. This is what happened before you blew out a candle on your fucking vegan cake? No, I'm mushing it in.
Oh, man. It looks like Curvy Mary was really? In here.
Tell Lewis I squirted.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, we're going to bring Shannon into the hot seat. So Shannon's going to come in here and get blindfolded. And that's what, guys, as soon as she gets blindfolded, that's all.
Look at Bum Justin. He thought his seat was the hot, called the hot seat.
Take all our dicks out.
It stung.
Wait a second. I'm not the hot seat.
Oh, boy.
Shannon, come get some.
Shannon, get in the hot seat.
Hey, Shannon, it's your birthday. Be cool. Pull titty out.
Oh, we got Frank in the hot seat.
Mm.
Francis in the hot seat.
Oh, Shannon, you look great.
Shannon White clawing it up. And by the way,
she's tan. She looks great.
I'm trying to think.
Shannon, you look fantastic.
You guys should just date, Justin.
I think all three of you need to scooch that way because the guys are not going to be able to squeeze by.
Your booty's banging like Pletow.
They're going to go in this way. Can they get through this? You think so?
I like to see that body go bump, bump, bump.
I want to put my body all over your body.
What? Oh.
What is she showing you? The League of Skanks logo?
Too shiny. Powder.
See what I'm saying?
To Bobby.
Really?
See that little body go bump, bump, bump.
I need powder for my bed.
Yeah, but but the problem is that
I also could use a type of powder.
These three should be in white.
Come here, Christine. I wasn't drawing an exact thing of what was happening.
Okay, that's fine. As long as they don't touch each other.
Hang on, Ralph. You'll like this. Christina said a hilarious girlfriend thing. I guess I left my phone in the car or something, and she walked in. I didn't get it. What was happening first? She holds it up and she goes, "What?" And I'm like, "Okay." And then she's like, and then I was like, "Oh, it's hilarious." She's going like, "I went through your phone. Would that have sent a chill up my spine if I realized it?" I'm sorry.
No.
I don't know if it worked all night, huh?
I thought you might be like sweating.
You think I sweated out?
Oh, so that was the idea of you showing it? Like, look what I did?
I mean, you certainly don't
want. Did you not have
If I realized that's what it was out there, I would have been like, "Oh, shit." But I didn't realize until she was there and I'd already seen her giggle.
Can I ask you a question, though? Do you not have your phone password locked?
Yeah, but I think she knows my password.
That's trust. Shannon, that's what we need.
I've never changed it.
Yeah, what do you think? So then that's what I would think of the doggy, so cute. You know that on I don't know if they do this on the iPhone.
No, you know what it is? I just think she wouldn't go through it.
Okay, on Samsung, because you know you have your fingerprint password, right? There's been incidents where someone is sleeping and they put the, so you could set it up where.
Or the facial also. Yeah,
but, still did the face thing.
Yeah, that too. But they set it up where that at night, you choose the hours where only a passcode will work.
Oh, but you have to also open their eyes.
Yeah, but with a finger, no. You know, so I'll take a beer. Why not? Thank you. Are they twist tops? I hope so. I'm going to hurt myself. Oh, I hurt myself anyway.
They are twist tops.
Why can't I get that off? I'm such a puss.
You're a lady boy?
Chris is such a man.
We should just make.
Oh my God! He did it so easily.
Just with his hands, dude.
Just with the hands that God
I'm
gave him.
See your fucking Jewish pussy hands.
I'm such a gentle soul. No wonder your fans think I'm such a puss.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you mean your friend Ralph, the ninny who can't open a bottle of beer without saying "ouch"?
I really am. Such
I thought I was going to give slightly more resistance. By the way, you behaved.
I had a hard time with it. I don't know why. I'm very weak. And I have to wrestle in a week. I'm going to lose.
You better hope that Bud doesn't want a squash court after this.
I'm going to lose so bad. My wrestling is literally a week from today. I'm going to lose so bad.
I want to go and watch.
You're NCAA style wrestling?
No. I'm wrestling the founder of Juice Press, who is an MMA fighter and jiu-jitsu trainer.
Oh, Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus. So you're going to wrestle Marcus.
I'm good.
He's going to kick the shit out of you.
But so I only have to last a minute. 1 minute.
Okay.
That's
without
it.
Getting tapped.
Without getting tapped out for 1 minute.
You're gonna roll jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
Headgear. Okay.
That's way safer than collegiate wrestling.
Oh yeah, we're not.
Can he choke?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna. Like,
he's gonna choke you out.
Yeah, I'm sure. If I make a minute, I'll be thrilled.
But he's not big.
You won't.
He's not big though.
He's my size.
Like if it was me and you wrestling, I'd be out in a second.
Dude, can I give you an example of what's going on here? I only have this example, and there's video proof of this. Mickey Gall came in to Legion of Skanks. And Lewis did that. Can he survive a minute without tapping?
Yeah, but I don't.
He lost to his sister.
Just listen. The first time he did it and tapped out Lewis, Christine was keeping time. She didn't start to watch like fast. It was immeasurable time. So then Lewis says, "I won't last a minute." He goes. Well, we go make it last like 20 seconds at least, dude. Like make it count. And they did it again, and he put Lewis in a hold immediately. And then when he went 18, 19, and then he just like squeezed his arms in, and Lewis just like tapped right there and there. And Lewis has been training, and I'm not saying that would happen to him exactly now today. Lewis has trained a lot more. But at that point, Lewis was like just training a bit and doing stuff.
Can
so
I
it's
give
like
you my
that's,
thoughts on that? Mickey Gall's a big guy. He's a bigger guy. Mickey Gall's a bigger guy.
Mm-hmm. And he's a professional.
And he's training constantly professionally. Marcus is my age, older than me, and much smaller than me. I don't think
is
if
he have like a, is he like a purple belt though?
I don't know. I know that he fights. I know he's had.
I thought he does Muay Thai.
He does Muay Thai, but he's also done jiu-jitsu.
I thought he said on your show he doesn't have a belt in.
Oh, you're right. He did say he doesn't have a belt, but he is.
He's not. Difference. He's a white belt.
I guess. Yeah. I know he has a few trained so professional fights under his. He has
no,
done.
But you can maybe last a minute. Then,
a minute,
in
I think.
That
and
case,
also,
the guy
he's
older,
so much
Mickey Gall was like. That was when he fought CM Punk, right?
He was an elite trained fighter. At that point,
I'll say this though: my buddy Greg is shorter than Justin and is a purple belt.
Easy.
And like literally every time we roll,
impossible.
Every time we like fuck around, he'll like just like be toying with me, and then all of a sudden just yoke me right up.
Right,
that's coming from a little person.
Smaller than Justin.
I'm gonna find out Wednesday.
No way.
When you see me,
how is that possible?
Is that even a thing?
He brought his height in as a benchmark, not me. That's the only reason him and Shannon aren't dating is because of his height.
Jay, next time you see
me. No, that's not why. Shannon would date
me.
That's not why.
No.
Shannon would make the exception.
Nope.
I think she would.
Damn, wait a second.
Damn.
You're saying you're choosing not to. She would make the exception. Is that where you live?
Dude, it's her birthday.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit.
I think that's what all Gas Digital people think.
Yeah, but they're all out of their minds.
I don't think that at all.
No, wait, I get it from Lewis all the time. He also thinks that's a thing.
Is Justin thinking that you want to date him right now?
No, I don't think that.
That's what I'm getting from him.
But watch when I make, if I put my voodoo on her, there's nothing she can do.
That's what Lewis says.
Yeah, if they wanted to, they could make it happen.
Yes.
You think they both believe that? Really believe that?
I think Lewis believes that.
Can I tell you something? I've never seen a side of Shannon other than like friend. Do you know what I mean? Because I've never seen you on dates or have a boyfriend. So I've never seen like Shannon like trying to be like sexy. You know what I mean? Like not sexy is the wrong word. You are sexy.
I know,
but I mean like
trying to like flirt.
Yeah, with a person particularly, like showing like your kind of sexy side of that.
I saw her make out.
You never see her flirting.
That's right.
You've seen her make out once?
Yeah.
Sexy?
Right like this, right on my eyes.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Was it hot?
Yeah, it was interesting. I don't want to say I don't want to give away anything, but I did see it.
I didn't give away anything. I said, "Was it hot?"
It was interesting. It was. I can't explain why. It was more interesting.
It's like Zach and Mika wasn't a good kisser.
Yeah. It's like watching your sister.
Zach's a great kisser. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Why? Because it was with Bobby's butthole.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right, we got to get started.
Bobby,
we're 20 minutes.
Before that, we should probably reset the room, though, right?
Wait, you got to put a blindfold.
You got to put a blindfold on.
Guys, wait a second, Shannon. You know I think it's probably a thing. Bobby, if you wouldn't mind for Shannon's birthday, just shake your ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Just shake your ass, Bobby. Let me see what... Damn, dude. That never doesn't make her happy.
What a donk-a-donk on Bobby.
Meanwhile, if any of the guys are watching, they should come in twerking, but Shannon
guys got a juicy.
Right. Shannon, guys, get your dicks out.
That was the same blindfold we put on, I think, someone naked last week.
Yeah.
I think it still has her tits on it.
I think it does. I think I see some titchies.
Some good titty sweat in your eyes?
Wait.
That's a good birthday.
Okay.
Good?
Oh, let me start something.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes?
You look like a goddamn fool right now.
Put your headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
You look like an absolute idiot.
Wait, does it look terrible?
No, it
looks great.
Guys, doesn't she look so stupid?
Hey, guys, real quick. Let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show. And that is our new favorite vape pen from Meepod.com. Oh, does Ralph love this thing? Meepod.com. This product does contain nicotine, so if you're rad or super cool, that's very addictive to you. This thing has great pull, great flavors, but what Ralph really particularly likes is the feel of the device.
Yeah.
He doesn't even pull on it. His thing is the same level.
I'm just holding it.
The entire time. He just likes holding it.
I don't buy anything to put inside of it.
He holds it in front of his pants where his wiener would be, and he goes, "I'm so big. Look how big I am."
Where an adult wiener would normally be.
And he dances around to that song "Goodbye Horses" by Q Lazarus, like fucking.
Is that
Fountains of the Lambs?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Out. It's more convenient than smoking. There's less smell.
You know what I didn't know, by the way?
Doors.
I'm
what?
Sorry. Did you know that that guy?
Yes.
Is did you ever watch the TV show Monk?
Yes.
Did you know that the chief of police is him? I'd never made that connection.
He's been in a ton of things. He was in the movie Heat. He was in the movie Bullet with Tupac and Mickey Rourke. Fantastic movie.
I never knew that. All right, go back to this. I'm sorry.
Sorry. All you vapors out there, what's up? Hey, it's me, Jay. I'm just chilling down here at the beach with my Meepods. Listen, if you're a smoker or a vapor, you're going to love these. They have refillable vapes. They have disposable vapes. They have vaping options for 420 consumers. And they have the fastest shipping possible, with most orders going out the same day.
And even if you don't vape and you're like me, just put it in your pants. It looks like you have a human dick.
Don't put it in your pants. That makes you a liar. Just hold it instead of your dick.
Or if you're Justin and just steal it from somebody else.
Or you could be like Justin and just fucking put the fat end in your mouth the whole time and just walk around so you feel like you have cock in your face. I thought he can't hear us out there.
I don't think he can. That was just a general move of his.
Justin just does that?
Yeah.
That was so weird.
Scroll it down, Shannon.
Again, most orders go out the same day that you order it. If you're a vapor or a smoker, you're going to love MePod. Support the sponsor that supports the SDR show by going to MePod.com and use the promo code SDR, and you're going to get 15% off your order. Once again, that's MePod.com, MIPOD.com, promo code SDR to get 15% off. All right, let's get back into it.
All right, let's do it. Let's bring in Bachelor number one.
Bachelor number one, here we go.
Bachelor number one coming in right now.
Holy shit.
When I take my blindfold off, my eye makeup is messed up. You guys have to tell me.
Wow.
Yeah. They're all coming in.
Wait,
they're
I can't.
They're all coming in.
Oh, that's the one.
You said one at a time.
I'll tell you that.
Sure.
I'll see the dude the second I know.
Okay, so we're going to bring in Bachelor number one. Bachelor number one, and you're going to go just by the name Bachelor number one. You're coming around this way to this microphone right here.
What's up, buddy? I can't say anything. How are you, man?
What happened?
We can't describe.
What?
No, it's fine. We'll figure it out.
Can't describe the Bachelor?
Hello, beautiful woman.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hello, beautiful woman, he said. You couldn't get on
Shannon,
this
I don't
mic.
Give anything away, but I can tell you one thing.
Rodrigo Duarte,
guy,
security.
You better know how to dance. This guy definitely can dance good.
Hold on. I don't think the mic's on. I don't think
no,
it's
no.
on.
I think you definitely know
Bobby
how to dance.
Six isn't on.
I don't know if there Shannon can keep up with you.
All right, we have Bachelor number one.
This guy's so cool.
Don't say your name, but just introduce yourself and say hello to Shannon.
Hello, Shannon. My name is Keon Torres. I am a hip hop artist. I'm an actor.
Wow.
I'm a model. I'm a vegan.
Oh,
Shannon loves losers.
I've been vegan for 3 years.
Fun, me too.
Have you ever been to Coletta?
No.
It's an amazing, fancy,
look at this
upscale
guy, talk it up.
Vegan spot. Trust
wow.
me.
Shannon only dates garbage.
I don't think
garbage.
You should.
You never
go.
Goes to place.
And they have amazing cocktails, too.
Oh,
he knows what he's talking
shit.
About. He's wearing chef's pants.
All right, Shannon, do you want to ask a question first? Or do you want us to ask some questions?
I think you guys, I'm happy that he's vegan. That's fun.
That was going to be a question. Jay, do you want to start with a question for Bachelor number one?
Bachelor number one.
Throw out any questions.
I'm going to read some of these questions, okay? So we'll start with, these are ones that were pre-written. No, that's Justin. Do you want to ask one? Or do you want me to read one of these pre-written?
Start
ones?
With one of these,
wow,
and then we'll throw it in. We'll learn.
Okay.
We'll learn. And
stop
then
trying to throw it around the horn, Ralph.
I'm trying to play fair to everybody.
Well, let's hear one of the questions you're asking, and we'll get a vibe of what's going on.
Okay, this is questions here. Okay, we'll start hot.
Son of a bitch.
We're going to start hot.
Yep.
Shannon hasn't had sex with another person in a while. How would you wean her off her vibrator?
With your ween.
Ween.
Ween off with her vibrator?
Yeah.
See, I don't think we need like a vibrator. I get the job done.
Nice.
And I'm all about... for real. Like, I'm all about pleasuring a woman more than pleasuring myself. Because I feel like a woman should always come first before the man.
Cool. I like this guy.
Sounds like Big Jay Oakerson right there.
I like that.
That's how Jay loves
and
that.
And I love starting off with a nice massage. Because I am 25%
Chinese. 25%
Chinese. Yeah, I'm mixed.
That's fucking...
It's just his
massage,
just
laundry.
His just his hands.
Definitely not the penis. The penis, I'm half black, so that's on the other
He's
side.
He's giving away
what's
a little
the other
too much about himself.
What kind of Spanish is the 25%?
So that's the Puerto Rican side.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Puerto Rican Spanish,
Chinese.
Chinese. Does that math work out? I don't know if that math works
dude,
out.
Dude, this dude needs so much hot sauce on deck in his house. It's crazy.
That's an above average piece for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask
that
you this
mix?
Question.
Yeah.
What was the motivation that made you come in to do the show tonight?
Oh.
Because I saw like a beautiful woman, and also she needed someone. I don't think she needs someone. Like, I would love to converse with her to make sure, like, to see exactly what she wants, because I'm all about her needs more
smooth.
Than mine. So I just want to make sure she's good. I know how to treat a woman.
It's
all good answers. Those are good answers.
Damn, dude.
All right, we have five guys to go through.
If he would have freestyled about it right there, dude, I'd have been like, Shannon,
he's a hip hop
artist. Shannon, you better fuck this
Also,
guy.
A podcaster, Kush Chat podcast every Thursday. It's all about smoking weed because I am 420 friendly. Do you love smoking?
Oh, I think you just got to step back in the room.
I mean, you're smoking Kratom, right?
Just marijuana.
Oh.
Do you drink also?
Yeah, I love cocktails and wine.
Okay.
Okay.
It's acceptable.
How you feel? This guy's got a sexy voice.
It's
Shannon.
All great. He's saying all the right things.
He's saying all the right things.
But maybe too much.
Too
of
much
the
of the right
things.
This is what I was going to say. Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Is it weird that he's reading from a script?
Definitely not reading from a script.
You got hemorrhoids or naughty belly button?
I need a little bit of a dark side. You say he's too perfect at this point.
No, I don't believe anybody's perfect. I believe everybody's imperfect for a reason.
According to the Bonfire fans, I'm far from perfect.
Man, that was good.
That was good, too.
What's your biggest weakness?
Oh.
My biggest weakness, I would say...
Making sure the woman always comes first?
Nah, just, you know... Not being in my head too much, because I can get in my head sometimes. So
crazier.
As, but you know, as a songwriter, as an artist, like you know, us creatives, we always have like you know a lot of things in our head because we want to like create the best things possible.
I was waiting for I kill women.
Definitely not.
I think Shannon,
you
can
good muse.
Last Shannon might be more question in murdered women.
For, I'm.
Yeah, you're good. Everyone's good.
Wait. Do you have any kind of prison record, felonies, any sort of assault?
No, absolutely not.
Well, you're definitely not getting picked from Jen. That's it. That's out.
All right, bachelor number one, thank you very much. Bobby, make sure you check up on this.
Very handsome. Was.
Would you be willing to rob a Dwayne Reed just to get her wet?
I wish I would have brought in a pen and paper.
Shannon, am I crazy?
We get it.
I think we've had
it.
I think I've asked this question before. But even when you go, what's the drought now?
At 4 years and 3 months.
Oh, my God.
4 years and 3 months. But you're...
Sorry, buddy.
You're bald... Beef the whole time, like you don't miss a beat.
No, the only space I had was I was getting waxed before my trip, so it had to like be ready to be waxed. Sure. That was it.
It needs to grip.
Yeah.
Shannon, in front of you, there's now a pad and a pen. Hold on.
How are you gonna write when you're blindfolded?
Feel it.
I'm gonna just lift below.
Feel it.
Lift below. That's what the other guy's gonna do for you later.
Okay.
All right. So now we have batch number two. Batch number two. You're not gonna say a name, but you're gonna introduce yourself.
This dude looks like
the other guy.
Shannon. Sells coke to fund inner city schools.
This guy's exotic. Sexy,
okay.
Exotic. Yeah. I'm gonna give you a little hint, Shannon.
Okay.
I bet he plays.
Don't give any.
I
hints.
Bet he plays a cool instrument.
I bet he plays like a small guitar type of thing.
Oh yeah.
Let
like
the man
speak. Okay. Or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Wow.
Voice. Sexy. I'm 6'3".
All right.
Ooh. I'm an artist in many forms.
Oh boy.
I learned to make a living off of living.
Hell yeah.
That sounds like
we're gonna find out what that means. Questions.
And Shannon,
give me your hand for a second.
And I also gave myself a promotion.
This is his penis. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
All right.
We found out on the way here that Shannon has not had sex in over 4 years. How do you feel about that?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Shannon has not had sex.
I know we're shocked too.
In over 4 years.
Wow.
That's right.
That's a lot of pressure on you.
That's I could work with that. That's fine. Okay. That's fine. But I think we all deserve some TLC, some love, you know. And I'm prepared for that. You know, I have my fair share of experience, and I know what I want, and I know how to treat a lady.
Yeah,
okay. I'm a gentleman.
Like that. All right. Here's a question from the list. Jay.
Mm-hmm.
She just came back from a
follow
trip.
My hands. Where's the queen?
She just came back from a trip. She loves to go to tropical islands.
This guy is dressed for that right now.
Where
so
would
great.
You take Shannon?
He's going to Jurassic
vacation?
Park, though.
Cancun.
Shannon, thoughts?
Not
Can
an
you,
island.
What's the reason for that choice?
We have to bury a
I
body.
Love the resorts. It was just a great vibe last time I went, and I just went for fun, and I felt like I wanted to go back, and I think we would have an amazing time in Cancun.
Can I follow up with you?
He's a cocaine mule.
How old were you the last time you were in Cancun?
Like 28.
All right, that's the oldest acceptable age to be in.
It wasn't spring break. It was not spring break.
Okay,
depends on where. There's some fancy pants resorts in Cancun.
So you sound like you like to like party.
No, I'm partied out.
Okay.
You know, I like to if I party, I probably get paid for it.
I have one more question. I feel like I
wow.
That's a mystical question, right? Isn't it?
That was very mystical. I would like to elucidate.
Can we before you ask that question? Can you elaborate
a way to make
elaborate.
A living?
I'll tell you this much: entertainers will do anything to entertain you.
Hmm.
Okay,
he's an entertainer.
Born, I get it.
I'm an artist. I like I'm a man of many hats.
Nice.
I mean, that's one nice.
Couldn't
hat.
Be more accurate.
Do you have a yarmulke?
If it's under that hat,
I think if you just pull that hat
off and then there's smaller and smaller hats under it, like a Russian doll,
I actually have one hat that has two, like, there's two actually two hats on.
Do you have any tattoos?
No, zero tattoos.
Any felonies?
No felonies.
Scars?
Emotional.
Have you ever committed any felonies you didn't get caught for?
Emotional. Excuse me?
Have you ever committed any felonies you didn't get caught for that the statute of limitations would be up for?
I don't think so.
No, see, no. None of them you know realize what a plus this is.
I don't know if it was the Atlanta Olympics.
I'll be honest. One of the reasons I believe not, because I like peace. Peace of mind is.
But let me ask you on that topic then. Shannon happens to work with a lot of dudes. right? A lot of dudes that touch her inappropriately, like happening right now.
No, this is his penis on her.
Yeah. It's very cold.
Do you get jealous easily, and would that be a problem for you? Will you see what's happening right here?
I'm not jealous easy. I'm not. I feel like when it comes to jealousy, it could be insecurity, or sometimes a woman would instigate that, but I think it's just miscommunication.
Now, if you were to fight, if you were to fight a man, if you were getting into an argument with a man, right? And you knew it was going to come to a fight. Yeah. What would your first move be? Because this is what she's actually into.
This is very important to her.
That, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, the correct answer is hit her for getting you into this fight.
Where's my drink?
I would approach it right like I have to.
Oh, you
correctly,
slut.
You know?
You know, I fooled you.
Is it really mine?
Yeah, Rocky IV.
Okay, all right.
Knock a motherfucker out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ivan Drago, defend her. You know, absolutely.
But right, also, you should hit her. She reacts like those old 50s dames in a detective movie that are hysterical. You slap her. Oh,
no. It does. She does snap.
I'm a gentleman.
She does snap too quick. She'll never bring dinner cold again.
I have one quick question.
Yep.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
Okay.
Are you smelling a smell?
Do you drink?
That's me, you piece of shit.
I had some tequila with Red Bull. I had something to, you know, knock
fuck
the edge.
Sharon. Sharon has not picked Jay, apparently.
That's something disgusting.
Any more questions? Any more questions for Bachelor number two?
No, good.
That's it?
Everyone good? All right, Bachelor number two, thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity.
I'm in distress now.
This guy's voice is so sexy.
Shannon just said, something to my left smells terrible.
This sucks.
Something to my left smells wretched.
That was his pee.
Shannon, I'm gonna give you little hints here, a little code word. Here we go.
Boom.
Wait, I need to write something real quick.
Oh, wait. Shannon's got to write something. Hang on, Bachelor number three.
Shannon, there's a fresh drink in front of you.
Okay.
But this one, there's one here. I'm going to give it to you. Then there's one on the front of you on your left.
Okay.
If you need another one.
Okay.
All right, Shannon, have you ever thought you wanted to fuck Dylan Klebold?
You know what's funny? I could create Shannon's perfect bath in a lab. You know what I'm saying?
She's so good. But tall.
No, bald head. She likes to shave it. I could create it in a lab.
You could create it in a lab. You got to get that fly machine and then put you and then the other machine height. And
then
at the end, you'll come out and it's just some sort of a fly thing, but you'll be taller.
Well, apparently he doesn't need to be taller, according to him.
According to me, I don't. That's never.
That's according to him.
Yeah. But that's the insanity that ensues therein.
Justin thinks every time he hangs out with Christine, it's because he's chosen not to say "suck me off" in front of Jay.
I don't think she's like a sister. That's what I think.
All right, Bachelor number three. Please introduce yourself to Shannon.
Hello, my name is Max. I am 6'3". I live in East Harlem. But I've been living upstate for the past 2 years.
Shannon, pick him or we're all fucking dead. If you don't pick him, we're all dead.
Yeah.
For sure. Sovereign nation.
Tall Unabomber's gonna fucking kill us.
Oh, wow.
I collect bugs and human hair.
Bachelor number three, what brought you to this event this evening?
I need new trophies. Looked like a fun social time to me. You know, I just came to see what it's all about.
Imagine this voice whispering to you at night. That's sexy.
He's deeper, dude. He's a deeper voice than me.
He's got a.
If you ever want to see your mother alive,
you'll put the lotion in the basket. I say you will.
I said put both hands inside.
Do you have any tattoos?
Hey guys,
I know it sounds crazy.
Wait, hang on. Give Roadhouse Steven right a break.
I've been wanting one for a while, like a sleeve, but I'd never actually got the courage to get one.
Did you ever look up all the good things Hitler did?
Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah,
now.
I'm a proud boy.
Are you confused because we're all doing fucking killer dead on impressions?
You're giving me different things, I feel like.
No.
It's a mix between.
Shannon,
I
was going to say, it's a mix.
How many times have you read Catcher in the Rye today?
Just once.
But it was when I was a nom. Knee deep in the shit.
Okay, I feel like this is a boring.
Those lady boys had to learn.
This is a boring question, but what? Like.
Who's your favorite Backstreet Boy?
Are you upset that BTS broke up?
Don't you say that. Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
The Korean boy band.
They broke up today.
That's not true.
That's 100% true.
Justin Timberlake is going to go.
Hold everything for a second. Can anybody look up right now if it's true BTS broke up today?
Yeah. Yeah. Look
today?
It up.
Ralph's
look
on
it
up. The pulse, dude.
Look it up. Look
it's
it
a
up.
Rumor?
Tom's got it.
Look it up.
I'm not ready for that.
I heard it this morning.
No, I'm not prepared for that.
Morning.
I'm not prepared for news like that. Come on. I got to get on a plane tomorrow.
I literally heard it this morning.
The band's going on hiatus as of yesterday.
Oh! No! Pow!
No!
Oh,
fuck.
Their parents still need him to go to college.
That's why I listen to
them. They won't let them not even go to college. They became millionaires and they're like, you go into college.
You still engineer.
Mom,
you still engineer.
We're world famous. That's why we're famous here.
Okay, wait. You have question. I have a question for Bachelor number three. Where are you from originally with this sexy, it sounds like a southern drum.
Oh, right, I live in the Bronx for the most part.
For the most part? Born?
Yeah.
Boogie really?
Born and raised, yeah.
Wow.
Where in the Bronx?
Bomb shelter?
Like Van Cortlandt, the Jewish area. The nice. Nice.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Oh, wow. You heard that? You heard that?
That had a little bit
you
of
heard that, right?
on it.
You heard that?
Fuck no.
I heard that.
Yeah. I believe in God, but I'm not Jewish.
Say that again?
I believe in God, but I'm not Jewish.
Not their stupid fucking Jew God, right? Booyah.
Booyah.
I have a question.
Shannon, go.
Saying it.
Yeah,
if you have a night off of work, like, what's your decision to go and have fun for a night?
Ooh.
Put on a suit.
Usually volleyball.
Volleyball.
Sometimes it's drinks, but I can be a hard drinker. Lately I've been hard.
Do you do any other drugs?
No.
Okay, no other drugs.
What the fuck?
Okay, but he's a hard drinker,
like
Shannon.
Like a binge drinker.
I think that's what he meant. Is that what you meant?
No, like once in a while I drink pretty hard.
A domestic violence drinker.
Sometimes I drink and then she's got to learn. And now I'm going to be
I'm a much better teacher.
And I
got to
be the one to learn her.
All right, serious questions. Favorite restaurant in New York?
Rosa Mexicana. Although it's pretty expensive, but I'd still go.
All right, here's an inside question for Shannon. Would you say that $15 is too much for a cocktail?
No, not really. Sometimes at the bar it's more.
Okay, so. Good answer. Okay. All right. Because we have still two more to go.
I like this guy. He's like an enigma.
He's got real...
It's not what you see, is what you get.
Do you have any more questions for him, guys?
No.
Itch? Jay, you look...
Anything you want to say to the government?
Anything you want to say before we leave this earth? No more questions?
Shannon?
No.
All right, Bachelor
number three. If Shannon's pussy was the IRS building in Arizona, what would you fly into it?
I'd drive a U-Haul, quote-unquote, my cock. With a load, full of C4.
If your cock was a killdozer, how much of the town and below her pants would you demolish?
The whole town?
Fair enough.
It's a good answer.
All right, Bachelor number three, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I gave him applause so he doesn't kill me.
Yeah.
All right, before we go any further, hello there, responsible adults.
Yes.
Are you over the age of 21?
Oh, yes.
Are you living in a state where Delta 8 is legal?
Who wouldn't?
I wonder how
many... Yes, in case I also need an abortion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta pick...
Same states.
Probably the same state.
Totes.
If you want to get high, really
Stay
high...
Stay away from Missouri, if you know what I mean.
Really super duper legally high.
Mm.
Now's the
time. Suck on that, pigs.
Suck on that, you Missourian pigs.
You pigs.
Time to go to YoDelta.com, where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
Oh, bro. Did you hear in the show before when Shannon just bagged on that fat kid? Remember? She called him Smokey and said his breath smelled like poop.
So weird.
Oh, that was
it seemed insulting, right?
I was enjoying the
Where
show.
Where were you watching it from? You
cringe, dude. Oh, I got a little tiny TV in my coffin, like a tour bus bunk.
Did you see the moment in his eyes where his heart broke?
Dude, it stung. He was like, I turned the volume down. I watched it 15 times. I'd go, "Hey, to Shannon." Etu Shannon. I don't do a good Jay impression. I'm like, Etu Shannon.
Did you freeze frame it on the part where his heart breaks?
Yeah. He's like, hey, why don't you put another cat in front of her face and tell her it's a dick? I don't do a good Jay, but you get the idea. The guy's a one trick pony, you know?
Pretty much.
And he smells like shit now. And he's fat. And he looks very shiny on TV.
I think you're nailing his impression.
Anyway, the only thing that has me. Not put a fucking bic across my wrists is Delta 8. It's found in hemp and it's legal, so you don't have to stress out about getting in trouble. There's vapes, there's gummies. It works. Take it responsibly.
God damn it.
Once more, that's yourdelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of Gas Teacher Network. Promo code GAS. I'm getting a little emotional.
Let's get back into it, Stinky.
Wait, you have to tell them about the 25%
25% off.
Go
to yourdelta.com.
I'm talking about the fat kid from before.
Oh, he's in the corner.
Oh, there he is, crying in the corner like a boy holding his knees. You crushed a man today, Shannon. Happy birthday.
Let's get back into
it. Hey, Shannon, I got you my ego. I hope it fits. Shannon, just if you want to write down some notes, I would say this is the guy most likely to... make bullets in a motel with you when the Terminator's happening.
Hey, Shannon, you smell that cologne? That's ammonium nitrate I'm wearing.
Look, I'm sorry I don't have a good bedside manner, but I'm trying to keep you alive.
Here comes a credit score. This, what's
Bachelor,
up, stud?
Bachelor number 4 is wearing a fun shirt.
Very fun.
Fun shirt.
It's a NASA shirt because I'm out of this world.
Wow.
All right. He came in with a very different energy, everybody.
This guy.
We also get
I'm a cat
ads.
Person.
Oh, cool. Hey.
All right.
Afraid.
All right. He did his homework. I like that.
Did you know Shannon was a cat person, or that is a genuine statement?
This is a genuine. Everything's genuine here, right?
Okay, I would hope so.
I like his energy. He feels like a guy who just knew how to play piano but doesn't know why he knows how to play
like
piano.
Like autistic, but like.
But the good kind.
Yes,
yeah,
like the good kind. Like the good autistic.
Oh, keyboard. Yeah. I understand.
No problem.
Good
guy,
Miss Molly.
Yeah, I have that Kanye autism.
Way, at the right
do you?
Question
legit?
Huh?
Do you have tat? Like, do you?
No, but people think I do.
People think you do.
But maybe I do. I don't know.
I think this is a question on the list that's right up. I think this guy's going to pull this one off. I was waiting for the right energy.
This guy is the dark horse. I got it.
Shannon loves yacht rock very much. One of her favorite styles of music.
Okay.
She hates fat smokers.
Can you sing? Can you sing a little bit of a yacht rock song for her?
Oh, shit.
This is my interpretation of yacht rock.
This guy's fun.
I mean, he's fun. It's not yacht rock, but I enjoyed it.
I'll be honest with you.
Hey, I'm a liar, but only the good. Only when lies should be told, not when they shouldn't be told.
Yeah.
Because we all lie, right?
Yeah, when you cheat, you got to lie.
Yeah.
You want to tell her?
Of course. Yeah. She's not getting anything.
You're going to lie if you cheat on Shannon, right?
No, I'd tell the truth. I'd lie if she's like.
It's the wrong answer.
All right.
If you got caught, of course.
Yeah, you know.
Once you're caught, it's too late.
But sometimes you got to cheat to get the A, right?
Yeah.
Or the double D's.
Come on, Ralph.
Jesus, Ralph.
I can't believe you almost touched it.
Almost.
Hey, oh my that's God, still passing, dude. Though.
I can't believe you almost touched it.
All right, Shannon, do you have any questions?
No, for, are we Shannon, give me your hand. This is Ralph's penis. He's got a weird break in the middle, doesn't it? It's very odd.
It was a really rough circumcision.
Yeah, and by the way, this
can't
is the base.
The
that's the weird
this
part.
Is the bottom part. Isn't that weird? It's like dangling off.
Wow.
It's so bottom heavy.
I'm gonna do this.
Look what you're doing to Ralph.
Just make you uncomfortable,
slut. Wow. Happy birthday, slut.
Shannon, do you have questions for Bachelor number 3? He's a lot of fun.
What do you do for work?
What's the square root of 2,226?
How many toothpicks did I drop?
I'm a landscape architect or gardener.
Ooh.
Oh, that's helpful.
Here in the city.
How do you feel about killing bugs?
Killing bugs? I don't know.
What the
I mean,
Christ kind of question is that?
I don't
She's
really
terrified of
terrified.
Bugs.
Okay,
no, you just gave it away now.
Like,
it away.
I don't know. Like, I actually don't encounter that many bugs on my jobs because I'm doing like landscaping at like rich people's yards, and
they
are scared
bugs?
To go there.
Bugs know to stay away from
scared.
Rich people. Yeah.
Let's say you're hanging out with Shannon, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in what the basement?
You're in her dump shit apartment.
Right.
Roaches are coming out of everywhere.
There's bugs. She freaks out. You do. Boom.
Her mangy cats are running
Kill
away.
Kill it. Let it out.
Christ
One
to
of
do.
Them just shit the bed.
Everything
I say,
hey there,
terrible.
Bugs. Get out of here. This is my girl. Can't you see? Can't you see? This is my girl, Mr. Bug.
It's good. Very.
The
sound.
Bugs are drawn to it though, because it probably smells like shit in there.
Yeah, man.
That's how I felt.
That's on
Shannon.
Me though.
That's how I felt.
This guy.
It's good
sounds...
to know it's not sitting with Jadal.
I only caught the whiff when that one guy came in the room. I don't smell it now, Jay.
Sure, she doesn't.
Oh, really? Oh, it's because I smoke and I sucked his dick, you're saying now. Okay. All right. Ralph, is this what I need? I leave early in the morning. I make time to come here.
All right, we're good on number four, right? Number four.
I wanted to hear how number four would protect Shannon, because we all know, and then I want to hear about possible felonies.
No felonies.
Ever?
Ever. No
fist fights. Last time you've been in a fight.
Last fist
fight. I've never been in a fist fight.
Oh, no.
Are you willing to commit a crime or be in a fist fight?
For the right reasons, yeah.
For Shannon.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah, sure. If she was getting attacked, I'd beat the shit out of whoever.
Shannon's like the walk into a bar and be like, any of you black motherfuckers got a problem with my boyfriend?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do then?
She drops a hard N word.
Hard N bombs.
I'm just going to try to tell jokes, win them over.
Okay, or sing La Bamba again. That might work.
I don't
is that
think
what it
that
was?
Was La Bamba.
It was La Bamba.
I know it was. It was in the spirit of La Bamba, but it took a real left.
It was a kid's bop. Wait. I do have an important piece of information. So yes. I am on Lexapro, so my dick doesn't work, but I am happy. So,
so yeah. Wait a second. That, now you just won major
just
points because now there's
over.
No pressure.
I'm mentally stable. My dick don't work, but I'm mentally stable.
Doesn't work at all.
Well, it works. It's just not as But I'm stable. So
nothing makes me feel confident than a guy saying I'm stable 14 times.
All right, Shane, jot this down. It right. works.
Thank
it
you very much, Master Number Four.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
How many milligrams do you take? Because I'm
my like 10 milligrams a day.
That's it?
Yeah.
And then, all right, comma, three dots.
Damn, how many Lexapros do you take?
All right, let's get bring in Bachelor Number Five.
Shannon, I'm way into Bachelor Number Four.
Shannon just keeps riding over and over again. It smells in here. What's that horrible cigarette smell?
Shannon, let me hit your vape.
All right, here comes number five.
Motherfucker.
Holy this guy is. Shit. I called this when he walked
I'm gonna
in from outside.
Fuck this guy right now.
No, I'll tell you this right now.
He almost hit the light. Look at his hair. Holy shit.
Now, did you guys not
I
give
thought
away
Bachelor
clues?
Number
Good
One
nips
hair.
Too.
This guy.
Solid nips.
This guy was married. This guy was married to Jay Wow. So I want to make sure.
Oh, I like that.
Just know you're going to be scrapping with.
All right, Bachelor Number Five, introduce yourself, please.
How you doing, Shannon? My name is Andrew. I'm a union carpenter from...
Done! You haven't said anything else. That's it.
Okay.
Fucking Andrew Fonda.
Is this thing on?
I can already see a scar on
him. Oh, my God.
This guy's the best.
I think I already know this answer, but have you ever been in a fight?
Yes.
Oh, shocking.
Was it for nonsensical, my girlfriend's a dumb bitch reasons?
No. Oh. No. Come on, guys.
But you can do that.
If you have needs, respect the fucking ladies.
Andrew.
Yes.
Way into you. Keep going. Keep going.
All right, here we go. This is a great question.
You want to walk dogs in the park with Justin? If Shannon doesn't work out?
All right, Shannon's podcast, The Thing Is,
Ding.
Is about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Can you tell a story about any of those three topics? Bad dates, fighting,
I went on a terrible date with a ghost, so I kicked its ass.
All right.
Fuck you, ghost.
I'll give you a quick story about a recent thing I was involved with a nice girl.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
This girl introduced me to everybody. It was wonderful. And then I got shit-faced drunk at this party she invited me to.
Right.
I apparently made a complete ass out of myself. Had to get escorted out by security.
That's her fault.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was totally possibly dance battling all night, but apparently I wasn't because it was like a blackout drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of that. And here I am, available, ready to mingle, ready to go.
If he sounded any more like Dice, Jay would deed him.
No, I would.
And I smell pretty good, Shannon. I don't know if you could tell from there.
Canceling Jay's fairness.
If he, you know, he's, yeah. I didn't suck his
any
dick.
Any tattoos?
So
just the one.
Just the one. Where is that
it
one?
It says Shannon Forever over here.
Forever.
He carved it in like fucking fear.
With an A.
He carved it in on the way in?
Yeah.
It did.
Broke a big pen over it.
Yeah.
Forever.
I had a, you know... Had to come up with something, a winning strategy.
Shannon's a vegan. Is that a problem?
No, not at all.
Okay. It's annoying, I was, but it's not a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the steak doesn't bother you.
No, I'm okay with it.
It's delicious.
Don't put tofu in my Sunday gravy.
Yeah, slapped up Sunday.
He's like a jacked up Rocco.
Get your fucking kale.
I can't say what he looks like.
No.
She knows
great,
what I'm responding
great
to.
Great nips, Shannon.
I can tell by all of your responses when he walked in.
But you don't want me, Shannon. I'm bad news, girl.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This guy's been in the joint.
You ever been in the joint?
No.
Oh.
No, I've never got caught.
No.
He knows people.
They arrested him, but then he fucked a hot girl cop and she let him out.
God damn it.
How tall are you?
6'2".
Okay.
Barefoot.
Okay. I have a question.
If you want to make Shannon come, you can go out there and bully the NASA shirt kid.
He's a really nice guy.
No. Everyone,
Patrick.
Nice
everybody
guy.
Loves Patrick. Come on,
Patrick.
Are you a fan of comedy?
Yeah.
Who's
yeah,
your favorite?
So.
Who's your favorite comedian?
I don't know. I was laughing my ass off for the last 20 minutes outside. My favorite comedian, Bill Burr.
Oh, Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Great. Good one.
Good. Good.
And then the bug question again.
Oh yeah. How do you feel about killing bugs?
I love killing bugs.
How do you kill them?
I just look at them.
Stomps on them like grapes.
Fucking. Off the top rope elbows.
Any more questions for this man?
I give him a legal police.
What's your phone number?
It's 555.
No other questions, right?
How do you feel about switch bottoming?
All right, Bachelor Number Five. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Okay. Oh. Good.
Oh,
good
wait, stuff. Can you ask him one more?
One more question.
He's right here.
Can you ask him why he submitted? Why is he here?
Why are you here?
Oh, yeah.
As I was creepily looking through my Craigslist app, looking for gigs. Well, no, I was, because I'm a carpenter, and you get a lot of good contracts on this. Sometimes people looking for a bathroom remodel.
Murder.
I came across this seemingly innocent ad, and I said, why not? So I sent Laney a picture with two words, and it said, why not? Wow. Hell yeah. That was it.
I like it.
And here we are.
Risk taker, fun guy. All right.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, is that final contestant?
That is our final contestant. Sorry. So Shannon is going to... hold on one second. We're trying to figure this out.
We have more?
You know, yeah. They're gonna bring them. So Shannon's going to think about this right now.
I mean, if you don't take that last guy, me and Justin are going to go fucking make out with him.
And maybe, Frank, we should play some music while Shannon's thinking about this. Some upbeat music. Let her think about her decisions about who we saw today.
They can talk it out.
Yeah, so we have Bachelor Number One, if you remember.
Bachelor Number One was the rapper.
I wrote Suarez. Black, Chinese, and Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Straight up.
You're never going to get a hashtag on anything with that.
But he was, he seemed like he was, or Suave. He had all the right things to say.
And
right.
The barge.
Ooh, good call on that.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Number two, so I just wrote Cancun.
Yeah, that's a good, is that a positive or a negative statement?
I don't know. I feel like that's too party-y.
Okay.
For me. But he also was like very nice and had the right things to say.
I think the first two guys,
he was very mature.
Nailed it with the nice things to say.
Very nice, nailed it.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
The third one I wrote, I'm not sure that he really wants to be here.
Okay.
And then
That was NASA guy. School shooter.
How dare you say he doesn't want to be here?
And then also that he said Rosa Mexicana was expensive because I had a bad experience with somebody.
That's why I asked about the $15.
Also, yeah. Rose Mexicana's fine.
But he said it's a little expensive, but he doesn't care.
I don't think I've ever been there.
But he, like, the mention of it.
The mention of being expensive is a turnoff for a lot of ladies, right?
Yeah.
Especially
Shannon, you're not gold diggery, though.
No, absolutely not. It's just that I had an experience with a guy that did a whole bunch of complaining. All we did was go to a dive bar.
And the whole time he sat was complaining about everything was too expensive.
For 10 years, Christina
in
sat
a dive bar?
Explained to her every dollar I spent.
That's awful.
Oh, yeah.
I go, when's the last time you even thought about paying for a meal? Garbage, trash. And then we eat.
Yeah, but at least she didn't look through your phone.
Listen, she may have looked through all of it.
Yeah. I want to start a podcast. She may have not looked through it at all. Five.
Either way, two people in love.
That's true. And then number four was NASA. No,
four was NASA.
La Bamba.
Yeah, La Bamba singer. And he started out as La Bamba, then he went off on his own at the end of that La Bamba.
I just don't like that he said he would yell at a bug.
Oh. Yell at
him. I need someone to kill the bug.
Kill the bug.
Yeah, but you've never heard his yelling. Maybe he has really powerful right. yell.
Or maybe he's got one of those like sonic yells, yeah, like an X-Man, and it makes all the bugs just flip over.
Black Bolt. He's got like Black Bolt. Yeah. Look at me.
No one knows these C-level characters, Ralph.
Black Bolt.
Old dorks. I'm trying to fuck children.
I can't take my eyes off contestant number five.
I know, dude. But he's giving you the eyes,
would you
too.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Yo, bro, you want to do muscle-ups later?
Yeah. I want this guy to adopt me.
And also, by the way, Shannon, I'm playing devil's advocate, okay? Uh-huh. Think about what Lainey said.
Hoo-ah!
Maybe go against type.
Go against, I think so.
Maybe Ralph, can I be honest with you? Type. This is a terrible devil's advocate. Can you please say what you're going to say as devil's advocate, please?
I don't do impressions as well.
Come on. Come on, Ralph. Give me all you got!
Shannon, where are you going to fuck them?
Don't look, but don't touch.
Everywhere.
Touch, but don't taste.
You don't want...
Your God's special little creature.
You're over
He's
there.
He's an absentee landlord.
Picking which guy you want to fuck. Sorry if the chicken got dried out.
So Charlie, maybe...
What
Shannon,
a big man you are. Let me buy a pack of gum. I'll show you. That. Sorry, I'm taking over.
Maybe one of the guys...
Cancun! If you sit down!
Sit down! Them,
they maybe may speak to you more, is all I'm saying.
You can fuck my Shannon, but you cannot watch my television!
You thinking about it, Shannon?
Yeah. So I'm between.
What were you thinking about? How killer that fucking impression was?
What a big man you are. I could do this for
now. So I'm between 1 and 5.
One and five.
I got a dead girl out there.
What about the idea
on
of
on the 101?
Can she date more than one? Can you be between 1 and 5?
Shannon, why don't you pick a person for each hole?
1 and 5.
Yeah. I'd even take the chance that 25% Asian is going to make that the one for your butthole. And then, you know, the other holes you fill up with the other guys.
All of them?
Yeah. I'd probably take care of a school shooter. You might save lives.
Yeah, you may want to do school shooter.
You want to be a whore or you want to be a hero?
If you want us all to get home tonight, maybe go with school shooter.
School shooter's the fucking dark horse, and I'll tell you why.
The voice?
He's not... It's not just the voice.
Because he brought a duffel bag full of Molotov cocktails?
He's not what you think. The guy's from the Bronx, doesn't do his voice, right?
He's putting rags in the top of all these other Budweisers
also,
out there.
He also, by the way, very, very obviously hates Jews. That was nice.
Which one is school shooter, 3 or 4?
three.
To be fair,
it could be
three.
I think it was around two where you told me I stink real bad, like cigarettes, like a piece of shit. And then that was number two that happened on.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I stopped calling it
Yeah, because I remember it smelled really bad in here for a little bit. When Jay had to deal with that.
There was putrid when I leaned over to you and said something quietly, and then you were like, "Oh my god, fucking kill me." And she was like, "I like that guy, but he smells like cigarettes." He's like, "I don't." As soon as he goes, "I don't smoke," I was like. When she said, "Do you smoke cigarettes?" I was hoping so much. She was like, yeah,
to be fair, he was rolling cigars on the beach before this.
Oh, hold on. Oh, Jay, now
no,
Justin's smelling.
Jay smells like cigarettes.
Yeah, no, right. I'm telling you, it must have just come in when the door
came in,
opened.
It came in just on Jay, basically.
You're saying Frank smells like cigarettes in a booth?
Real nice. You think it's coming through the microphone, headphones?
Listen, I have my pick, but it's for personal reasons. Because I'm thinking, like, you know, next Christmas party, who am I going to hang out with?
I don't.
Like, I'm
thinking,
like, who am I going to bond?
I'm saying, Justin, me, you, two, and five just started Domino's game right after.
Can I introduce?
I'm going clubbing with this guy.
Can I do the?
We're wearing the same shirt.
Yeah, I don't know if they're in the right
different
order
colors.
Though.
Doesn't matter.
Each of your shirts though bring out your eyes. It's crazy,
buddy. Look at the shoulder to chest ratio.
It's true. You guys would make a great tag team. He's the power. You're the speed.
Are they on the right? They're in the. I don't think they're in the right order, but you can figure that out, right?
One, and then they all go.
I don't know. I'm hearing a weird. I'm hearing someone else.
Bobby's under
the table.
Yeah.
I know.
Bobby's under the table calming me down.
He's just eating Shannon's pussy.
Bobby's under the table fucking jerking off
but
Justin.
She has to pick somebody first.
She has to pick somebody first. Yeah.
I'll introduce the people she didn't pick.
Yeah. All right.
So I feel like, I mean, obviously by what you're all saying, that five is my physical type.
It's your physical type.
But he's a problem.
Punch Justin in the face.
Why is
he's obviously a problem because he got drunk on his last time hanging out with the girl.
Who
hasn't, Shannon?
What? That was her fault.
Oh, yeah, so the guy was honest and you're going to fault him for that? I thought bitches say you want honest motherfuckers.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really between these two.
No. Between one and five.
One and five,
go with
yeah.
your heart and our safety.
Jay?
Yeah.
What? What are you doing out there?
We're looking at the contestants.
I'm looking. I'm just looking.
They're all doing synchronized dancing right now, like BTS. And
is that happening before the pick?
I still love guy number two because I think he's a party.
Before the pick.
Too much of a party.
Once the pick happens.
Because the Cancun? I just feel you didn't like the destination.
Well, as soon as she picks, then it happens.
The Cancun destination.
Fuck.
It's too party-y.
Yes.
I'll just keep talking.
Well, because they're upset that BTS broke up.
BTS broke up? I thought that was a joke.
They're taking a hiatus.
They're breaking up.
Sucks.
They're going solo.
No.
Nobody wants to hear any of them.
It's also,
solo.
I can't believe I knew that and no one else knew that. I don't know how I knew that.
I can't believe I don't know that. I can't. I'm the co-chair of the Hell's Kitchen BTS fan club.
Yeah, and the only member.
Shut up,
it's
Ralph.
It's a spiritual successor to the Westies.
You don't know who I talk to.
Is that what?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay.
Shannon, what are we thinking here?
So, here's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
I'm thinking just to stick with what everyone's expecting.
Don't please us.
Don't
please us.
No way. I'm just saying it will stick with that. I will pick five. But then I assume after this is over, we're all going to talk outside.
He's flexing right now. I love him.
And we're all going to exchange Instagrams and stuff. And then if there's a connection with somebody else, we're all going to figure it out after.
So he does not have it locked down.
No. It's just like we're all going to figure it after. They don't know if they're going to like me at this time.
That's
how the time
works.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's like behind the scenes. So I'll pick five.
Okay. So
it's close between five and one.
Okay, just hold on. So you're saying it's close between five and one.
Yeah.
But you're picking five?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes. Why is everyone doing things?
Nothing.
We're just making sure.
Bobby's fixing microphones.
Everyone's doing things.
No. Is it five?
Yes. Don't do things to me.
We're not doing anything.
No one's doing anything to you.
Do you want to hold Ralph's dick again?
No.
All right. Are we going with five?
Yes.
Remember Ralph's dick with this?
Don't do things
part?
To me.
All right. Five?
Yes.
All right, everyone, congratulations.
Ralph.
Shannon, you can take it off.
Okay, wait, I have to fix my makeup first.
Okay, hold on, I have to fix my makeup first.
What?
No, because this is going to have messed up all my
All right, face. Let's hit the music.
Wait, don't look at me. Nobody look at me.
No one's looking at you.
No one's looking at you.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Well, staring at
no one is looking
camera.
At you.
Okay. This is number five?
No. You ready? But we have music?
No, we're going to deal with that after.
That's number 8.5.
Is
like
there
something
a penis
more upbeat?
Happening? Is there a penis happening? No. Why is everybody looking?
Let's hear an upbeat song. Happy birthday, Shannon.
Happy birthday, Shannon. We're looking because you have two beautiful strippers next to you. What are you doing?
Everyone, happy birthday, Shannon.
Oh, my God.
Let's hit some music for this, please.
What's happening?
Are they playing some sort of like.
Speaker's not working?
The speaker working?
I was hoping.
Bring contestant number 4 in to sing again.
The music's not working?
Shit.
How
we gotta deal with this?
Guys, you're not gonna have music. How can we play music on a phone?
Bobby Vamp. Shake that ass, Bobby, let me see what you got. Shake your ass, Bobby, let me see what you got.
All right, play music on the phone.
You're making these professionals jealous, Bobby.
What's your trap workout?
You're doing uprights?
I'm 100%
sure. Believe it, he wants to know.
On a Smith machine. Behind
the reverse and going up.
Pull up.
We got some music?
Mm-hmm.
Regular shrugs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just crush your hands.
Shannon, happy birthday.
Just come and ride the train.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How do I know he's
going to play it? Because he's a hacky white guy.
Shannon, just let it happen.
Yes.
Also, be careful not to misgender anybody.
Can I take a shot with this?
Yeah, you're doing it.
You don't have to touch any girls.
They're her vagina.
Don't be afraid, Shannon.
Yeah, nice butt taps. That was weird. Did she just score a home run?
I'm so bad at this. You just do. I'm sorry, I'm so bad at this. I appreciate what you're doing. You're both doing great.
Shannon,
you're doing great.
I love it, she says.
This is what happened on my birthday. I got so anxious. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, now we're talking.
Ralph, I say minimum 9-inch cock.
Minimum.
Min.
And probably flaccid.
I bet it bends a little in the middle. Oh. Chen, did you get fingered? We paid for you to get fingered.
You paid for a lot more than fingering.
Lainey, give me back my finger money.
Happy birthday.
Hang on.
Aww.
What a nurturer.
I would have put my dick right in your ear hole. Learn how to act.
Shannon. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Shannon. Can we now bring in Shannon?
Now let's bring
in the
people that she didn't choose. Guys, thank you so much.
I'll take my clothes off.
Guys.
All right.
Is he going to fight the other dude?
He's going to beat up everyone as they come in the door. That's what's going to happen.
Do you want the
winner? No. Oh, shit. She just knocked that. And fix the camera, Bobby. We're starting with the losers. Not that we use that word.
Ralph, I'm aware how the game works.
But also, I know, because Bobby asked. Make sure that one.
I know who's who.
No, but make sure one
I
is last.
I promise you.
Last before
I'm. I am aware.
That's all I'm saying.
I spilled white
coffee. Do you really not think he's going to be able to figure that out?
All right. Shannon, your first loser. it was Bachelor number 1. A 30-year-old hip-hop music artist, model, photographer, and podcast host born and raised in New York City. He loves hiking, traveling, working out in the gym, and is also vegan. He has his own podcast, Kush Chat Podcast. He is black, Puerto Rican, and Chinese. His name wasn't in here.
How you doing?
Oh, sorry.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. You're great.
Thank you very much.
Hell yeah.
Now, Jay, before you shit on me, what I wanted you to do was make him second to last. So that's how she saw the one she didn't almost pick.
You
said, I know what I'm doing.
Ralph's right.
Yes.
Can I have my vape back, Justin?
You see what I'm saying now?
Yes, you can.
God, jeez, stop stealing people's vapes.
You know it's kind of right.
Quitting.
right, thank you so much, dude.
Thank you.
You
want to
do a plug before we get you out of here?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, Keon Torres 2022, and also on TikTok, Keon Torres. And just check out the Kush Chat podcast every Thursday on YouTube and all DSP, Spotify, Apple podcasts. Word. Thank you very much, brothers. And
thank you so much.
Nice meeting you. Thank you for coming in.
Can I feel your hair before you leave recording?
Dude, the triad is going to cut your fingers off for not fucking this dude.
All right, bachelor number two, you didn't pick Johnny, a prize-winning designer and artist who is also dabbling in music. His artwork has been on postage stamps.
Wow.
And he has designed sneakers and footwear. He lives in Washington Heights, loves food, travel, and music. And you can check out his music video. It's Johnny.
Hi, welcome, Johnny. Welcome.
Welcome. How you doing? Thanks for coming.
Do you want to do any plugs, sir?
Any plugs?
Your social media. Opportunity.
Oh, my social media is I am Jay McFly at Instagram and also on YouTube.
All right, thank you very much. Hell and yeah. Thanks for almost doinking Shannon. Sorry.
Hold on, wait. Weird question.
Yes, sir.
How did you find out about this?
Oh, I was looking for gigs on Craigslist.
Also looking for
it's always
for your art gigs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you were like, much. This is a good gig.
It looked like a fun time, you know, and I'm also single. So
do you think that the five of you guys have bonded? You've made friends for life?
Yeah, great times.
All right, that's good.
Great times. Hell yeah.
Let's bring in number three.
That's what Ralph's all about. Dudes hanging. Bachelor number three, everyone.
Speaking of hanging dudes, where's Byron's ding-dong?
30 years old, 6'3", lives in East Harlem. He's an artist, a painter, and works for Amazon Delivery. He loves the outdoors and enjoys a quiet time communing with nature.
And he will also be the last outdoor thing we all ever see.
Particularly volleyball. He admits he's a little shy, but definitely opens up to the right woman. Everybody, it's Max.
Max.
Max, thank you so much.
Max, we love you. All of us love you. Remember, Shannon is who rejected you.
Yeah.
Focus.
We like you.
On the person
who didn't pick you.
Who hurt you.
Anything you want to plug, sir?
No, it's just a good time.
All right,
thanks for having me.
Did you also find this on Craigslist?
Yeah.
What gig were you looking for?
What were you looking on Craigslist for?
Ooh,
Rambo
like,
shit?
Get close?
Yeah, moving.
Mercenary?
Moving gigs, whatever. And then I saw this and said, oh.
And you thought you could move her heart?
Pretty. Yeah, well, depends. I mean, it's up to the person to pick the right one.
It's been nice knowing you guys.
Damn.
All right, thank you so much, dude.
Murray,
Ralph lives only a few blocks away if you want to follow him home.
Nice to meet you, man.
Oh, look at Justin trying to get fucking brownie points.
Also, because he's also tall, you could probably live in Ralph's skin. You couldn't live in my skin. My skin would be short and baggy on
Hell
you.
Yeah,
and also his skin smells like cigarettes. You don't want that.
Ralph, I need to read this. I swear to God, dude.
Over here.
You almost got strawberries.
Yeah, what's up?
Frank, my boxing camera.
Christine, go get my Montblanc cologne from the car, please. Christine, my Montblanc. Mont Blanc. everybody, bachelor number four, Patrick, is a landscaper from Austin, Texas. He's 24 years old, loves older women. He's also a comedian and has been described as Jack Black meets Will Ferrell.
That's
neither a comedian because he incorporates music in his comedy and has a goofy sense of humor. He just started a weekly show at the Bitter End every Friday night at midnight called Jimmy People's Comedy Show. Everybody, it is Patrick. Thank you, Patrick, for coming out.
It's good to be here.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
Nice to meet you.
A fan of Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Neil, man. He's solving the problems.
Okay, fair enough. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I'd say if you want to follow me, then just hit me up, you know?
That's right. Fair enough.
That's
you
want
to go to Shannon's house and untangle yarn with your cat?
From now on, if you want to follow him, just hit him up.
I'll do landscaping at your place, you know? I'll be the hot gardener of the
day. Your bush, yo.
I'm a good cuck. I'll be the cuck gardener.
Serious question.
Yeah, I'll fucking mow your lawn if you want.
Would that cuck gardener watch somebody else garden?
Quick question. Were you singing La Bamba?
I was attempting to.
Okay, stop always having to be right.
I
shut
make sure.
up.
Did I just get canceled? Oh, shit.
Chris, I
thank
do
you.
Your show.
Thank you very much.
Thank Chris you so
and
much.
I do
appreciate
your show
it.
At the Bitter End.
Thank you, Patrick. And also, can Justin do your show at the
Bitter End? Can Chris and I do your show at the Bitter End? We'll do it this Friday. Yeah, nothing going on.
All right, so now.
Don't pass me.
I believe we're right that this is the winner.
This is the winner.
Sorry, I was trying to let Shannon breathe.
Shannon, let her relax. Take a breath. Ready?
All right. The new love of your life, which you have committed sex to.
Yeah, 100% twice.
Today.
Is 6'2", 200 and not leaving here without getting it wet a little. 6'2", 215 pounds, fit.
Fit.
A
A union carpenter with a DJ side hustle. This guy checks all the dudes.
Every box.
He also sings at old age homes once a week to give back to the community. You do ups?
Yeah, yeah.
You get to that.
Oh, my God.
Take me back.
Holy shit.
Do-do-do-do-do. Take me back. Do-do-do-do. He currently lives in Bayonne.
Oh, God.
He's pursuing. What are you talking about? You got a good sandwich right out there. And it's also right across from
Bayonne. Right over the bridge. Island.
It's so Vecchione.
Pursuing an extremely healthy lifestyle and is also considering opening a wellness center as a new opportunity.
Oh.
He's going to just fucking take Ralph's whole thing over.
Five.
He's 45 years old, was married in his early 20s, but does not have children.
Yeah. And used to hit that bitch.
He's looking to connect with someone for a long-term relationship. Everybody is here.
Andrew.
Wow. How the fuck did he check?
Yeah. Give her a hug or, you know, like a nice hug. She did. There we go. And hold checks, it for a second. Keep the
finger. He checked every box, I feel. I think every box. Andrew, thank you for doing the show.
He's Snooki's godfather. Every box you were hoping for.
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
He's never been to jail because jail's for fucking queens.
Did you just start calling her Carm right
Andrew,
now?
Andrew, you sing at old age homes?
I do. It's a lot of. It's very fulfilling.
What do you sing?
What do you sing?
Can we get a little taste?
Do you croon? Are you a crooner?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes. Give us a little Andrew. Come on, you could.
All right, here we go. Well, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around.
Oh, fuck.
Voice is very
keep going. Perfect.
Holy shit.
All right, you really want to hear this?
Yes, yeah.
It's very hoarse. Because I'm the wanderer. I roam around. So you got all these little ladies chasing you with the walkers.
Right?
It's great. It's very fulfilling.
Wow.
And sometimes when I walk in with the speakers, all I hear is this the stripper? It's fun.
No, but I'll give you the brajuts, eh?
It's nice. It's fulfilling, you know.
You old bat?
Andrew,
I'll knock
you
the cobwebs out.
Well, you open up a wellness center?
I would like to, yeah.
That's it. You want to, like, before, you did win, but let's also, if you have any plugs you want to mention? You
wanna, no.
All right, I like that.
I need nothing from the world except, you know, something real.
Oh my God! This guy's checking everybody.
Oh. Don't touch your tits then.
Andrew, you're 45.
I'm 45. All right. You look great. Get the hell out of here.
Then why is she not fucking
76?
Oh, I remember because he's 5 foot.
Oh, he's always almost like he's taller. Or something.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, it's 6'2".
That checks the right box.
Someone's gonna win it.
That checks the right box.
Right there. Yeah.
All right, we gotta wrap.
Union carpenter.
Union carpenter.
This is pretty good.
Screwing, drilling, hanging, banging, all that stuff.
Oh my God.
Speaks the language.
You ever get your pussy sucked under crown molding? That the guy did.
He sounds like the Jerky Boys Frank Rizzo. He kind of nails it though. All that stuff.
Do you leave the last what do you call it, syllable off of like good Italian words? Do you say mozzarella?
Yeah. Say a couple of meats.
Prosciutto.
Nice.
Oh God.
Oh, that's
good. Now I'm getting wet.
Oh my God. Your dungarees are getting dark, Shannon.
Alright, let's do this for all the bachelors tonight, for Lainey putting it together and everyone here. A round of applause. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lainey.
SDR family, Lucy Sunflower in the house.
Oh, Lucy Sunflower in the house.
Watching.
And the strippers.
Strippers, thank you very much. Oh, the stripper plugs we should probably give. I don't know where they worked for, but
what a great strippers you were, Shannon. Hey guys, do you mind not even getting semi naked?
Yeah, because
I was gonna tag them.
I thought they would do something about it.
You want to see Dick? And he goes, if you want to see Dick. And she goes, no! So.
That's what happened. I wanted to see Dick.
Yeah, me too.
That guy's going to get zipper burn on his fucking gigantic hog.
I was so upset about it.
Lainey, you have to whack him off.
He's got to be uncomfortable in every single pant.
You're going to send him out there with a loaded gun, Lainey? You're a PR person.
All right, let's do the plugs around the room, everybody. Let's start with Shannon. Why don't you do your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Okay, before we go around the room.
Is she going to fuck this guy?
No, we know that's yes, but does he believe in ghosts? Don't answer. Does he believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah.
I mean, I think all saints and spirits and fucking Catholic shit is ghosts.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Thing. It's like saints.
It's a universal, yes.
You know, he believes there's an energy, but he'll fuck a ghost. He'll fuck a fucking ghost.
Shocking. All right, now, Justin, your plugs.
Do you mind sucking a girl's ass while her cat watches?
Well, I always said if I find the right one, I definitely suck the fart right out of the hole.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Let me tell you something.
You're
going to want to swallow it down quick.
Yeah, we got some of it in the bag.
If you let it fester, man, I don't know if this thing builds
Mind
up
you,
speed.
This is the right one. Dude, it's got to be the right one. Otherwise,
it's like a snowball running downhill.
It's fart kombucha back there.
If you suck a fart out of her ass, dude, just swallow it like you're eating oysters. Don't chew into it.
Do a couple of dashes of Tabasco on that.
Before you slurp. Oh, it's going to open you up like
Justin,
horseradish.
Your plugs?
So it's
I've only had the shelf stable jarred version. No, in fairness, I've never had it.
Never had fresh. Yeah.
Chris,
I've never had it from the
High Society Radio every Thursday at 8 here on GasDigitalNetwork.com, and then at Chris from BKOYN, both my social medias. Go check those out.
Jay, your plugs.
BigJComedy.com. I'm leaving in the morning to start the first of two weekends of the Bert Kreischer Fully Loaded tour. So tomorrow, South Bend, Indiana, and then going through till Monday, and then the next weekend, too. After that, I'm back on the road myself a ton. Albany, New York, coming up the 8th and the 9th. Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City.
Who's going to be with you in Albany, Jay?
Justin Silver's going to be with me.
He didn't want to do any
Albany
plugs. I don't
know. No, I said I was going to go after Chris. Oh, I'm going to do my
Justin
plugs.
Justin is going to be with me in Albany, and also Young Dylan from here.
Yeah.
Is going to host the shows. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So checked it out all over the place. Cincinnati, Ohio, Omaha, Buffalo. I'm all through the year booked out. And I'm hosting the Nasty Show at the very prestigious honor at the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal. I'm going to be hosting the Nasty Show. So that's a bunch of great comics. Net Bobby Kelly, Yamanika Saunders, Josh Adam Myers. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that's it. Just on the road a ton. Of course, the Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network and Bonfire on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103.
Which episode, which tour date should these two come to see Bert Kreischer and you? Like next week? Is there a good one for them to go to together?
No.
No?
These are B markets, dude. No, we're doing like Biloxi, Mississippi.
Okay, it's
like
these. They can fly out for the weekend.
All right. Lafayette.
Justin?
You guys got to come up for air at some point. You can't just nonstop Italian 69 each other, can you?
I feel
you?
Like you're making him just stand here uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, why?
No. Come sit with me.
Say your plugs.
He's like, do you mind if I step out? I got to call my grandma.
It's at I am Justin Silver on all social media platforms. I am JustinSilver.com. As Jay said, I'll be with him in Albany on the 8th and the 9th. I have me and Natalie Cuomo do Anxiety Attack at the Stand. Next one's on the 7th, so that's a Thursday before we leave. Faga is on that show. Mark Norman's on that show. Big J's on that show. Bonnie McFarlane, myself, and Natalie. You can get tickets at IamJustSilver.com or just go to the Stand website, but that's always a fucking fun one. It always sells out, and then I got a bunch more road dates coming up, so okay. I'll post all those.
Thank you, and follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday called Good Sugar. Our first location is opening on 3rd and 69th Street.
Okay, you're just jumping into the wellness game now because our boy over here.
Behind me. And then hosting the
fucking Andrew's getting into the wellness business. The you're going to jump in there? Dude, you're such a biter.
Dude, stop trying to fuck Shannon. Dude.
Hosting the Stone Temple
Pilot
Show.
Dude, you're such a biter.
Oh, are you? July 30th.
Still lose his bit of trying to fuck Shannon.
I can't believe what a biter you are.
Stone Temple Pilots, King's X, and Steven Adler, along with ZO2. It's a charity event for David Z.
What's the date?
July 30th at the Paramount in Long
it's
Island.
It's a Saturday, right?
It is a Saturday.
I think that Sunday is fucking Kid Rock at PNC.
All right, so we're doing it all, buddy. Everyone's going.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. That's Rob Zombie and Mudvayne.
Oh, that's a good one. I can see that.
Kid Rock's in August.
So everyone here is coming, I think, for the July 30th show. So join us out there.
That's my birthday.
That's why I think you're coming.
Yeah. Does Kid Rock still do that?
All right, Shannon, because this was your event, we add a song every week to the playlist. We'll let you pick a song. We know it's going to be Amos Lee, so why don't you just throw a song on? What do you want
to
hear?
I'm going to try to think of an upbeat one. Windows Are Rolled Down.
Have you ever sucked a girl's pussy while the sweet sounds of Never Was Amos Lee plays and a cat looks at your butthole?
All right, play the song.
Yes.
Well, so who's on the show this Saturday? Do you know? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I'm catching up from the vacation.
It's one of the shows I didn't do.
So, yes.
Yeah, no one really puts.
I don't remember who the fuck.
Nobody
it
really
is.
Commits to memory.
I don't remember who it is. Here. I put it.
It's
up
just
today.
Ralph and someone. It doesn't really matter.
That's so nice of you.
How funny is it? Probably.
Pictures in my head.
Steelheart.
Steelheart.
I will see you next time on the SDR show.
No problem. I bet you and Shannon had a lot of good, back and forth.
Mouth shut, stinky.
Listening to the SDR Show.